The Bible readings today, we start with Matthew. And as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, What went ye out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and more than a prophet. For this is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. Jesus saith unto them, Did ye never read in the scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. How think ye, if a man have 100 sheep and one of them be gone astray, doth he not leave the 99 and goeth into the mountains and seeketh that which is gone astray? And if so be that he find it, verily I say unto you, he rejoiceth more over that sheep than of the 99 which went not astray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow, and when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. Some fell upon stony places, where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprang up, because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it not be worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. I shall also share some logia from the Gospel of Thomas. And you'll see from these selections how similar they are to the Matthew Gospel. Logia 50. Jesus said, If they say to you, Whence have you come? Tell them, We have come from the light, the place where the light came into being through itself alone. It stood and it revealed itself in their image. If they say to you, Who are you? Say, We are his sons. and we are the elect of the living Father. If they ask you, what is the sign of your Father in you? Tell them, it is a movement and a rest. Logia 78. Jesus said, why came ye forth into the field to see a reed shaken by the wind? To see a man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, your kings and your great men are they who are clothed in soft raiment, and they shall not be able to know the truth. Logia 82. Jesus said, he who is near to me is near the fire, and he who is far from me is far from the kingdom. Logia 66. Jesus said, teach me concerning this stone which the builders rejected. It is the cornerstone. Logia 107. Jesus said the kingdom is like a shepherd who had 100 sheep. One of them, the biggest, went astray. He left the 99 and sought after that one till he found it. When he had labored, he said to the sheep, I love thee more than the 99. Logia 51. His disciples said to him, on what day will the rest of the dead come into being? And on what day will the new world come? He said to them, that which ye await has come, but ye know it not. Logia 9. Jesus said, behold, the sower went forth. He filled his hand, he cast. Some fell upon the road, and the birds came and gathered them. Others fell on the rock, and sent no root down to the earth, nor did they sprout any ear up to heaven. Others fell on the thorns, and they choked the seed, and the worm ate them. And others fell on the good ground, and brought forth good fruit unto heaven, some 60-fold, and some 120-fold. Logia 14. Jesus said to them, if ye fast, ye will beget a sin for yourself. If ye pray, ye will be condemned. If ye give alms, ye will do an evil to your spirits. If you go into any land and travel in the regions, if they receive you, eat what they set before you, and heal the sick among them. I have in front of me a New Testament, which says on the front, a Bible for the 21st century, combining traditional and newly discovered text. It's edited by Hal Taussig, with a foreword by John Dominic Crossan. This is a wonderful prayer, and it's entitled The Prayer of the Apostle Paul. Grant me your mercy, my Redeemer. Redeem me, for I am yours. The one who has come from you. You are my mind. Birth me. You are my treasure. Open for me. You are my fullness. Receive me. You are my rest. Give me unrestrained maturity. I pray to you who exists and pre-exists. In the name raised up above every name, through Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. Give me your gifts without regret, through the child of humanity, the Spirit, the Advocate of Truth. Give me authority, I ask you. Give healing to my body when I ask you, through the one who brings good news. And redeem my soul enlightened and eternal, and my spirit, and open my mind to the firstborn child of the fullness of grace. Grant what no angel's eye has seen, and no ruler's ear has heard, and what has not entered into the human heart, which became angelic and was moulded in the image of the living God when it was formed in the beginning. I have trust and hope, and place upon me your beloved, chosen and blessed greatness, the firstborn, the first brought forth, the amazing mystery of your house. For yours is the power and the glory, and the praise and the greatness forever and ever. Amen. This is the prayer of the ambassador, Paul, in peace. Christ is holy. I'm also going to read from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. These are taken from prose works from miscellaneous writings. In proportion to a man's spiritual progress, he will indeed drink of our Master's cup and be baptized with his baptism, be purified as by fire, the fires of suffering. Then hath he in part in love's atonement, for whom the Lord loveth he chasteneth. Then shall he also reign with him. He shall rise to know that there is no sin, that there is no suffering, since all that is real is right. This knowledge enables him to overcome the world, the flesh, and all evil, to have dominion over his own sinful sense and self. Then shall he drink anew Christ's cup in the kingdom of God, the reign of righteousness within him. He shall sit down at the Father's right hand. Sit down, not stand waiting and weary, but rest on the bosom of God. Rest in the understanding of divine love that passeth all understanding. Rest in that which to know aright is life eternal, and whom, not having seen, we love. Then shall we press on to life's long lesson, the eternal law of love, and learn forever the infinite meanings of these short sentences. God is love, and all that is real is divine, for God is all in all. When first the pilgrims planted their feet on Plymouth Rock, frozen ritual and creed should forever have been melted away in the fire of love which came down from heaven. The pilgrims came to establish a nation in true freedom, in the rights of consciousness. But what of ourselves and our times and obligations? Are we duly aware of our own great opportunities and responsibilities? Are we prepared to meet and improve them, to set up to the acme of divine energy wherewith we are armoured? Never was there a more solemn and imperious call than God makes to us all right here for fervent devotion and absolute consecration to the greatest and holiest of all causes. The hour is come. What will you do about it? Will you be equally in earnest for the truth? Will you doff your lavender kid zeal and become real and consecrated warriors? Will you give yourselves wholly and irrevocably to the great work of establishing the truth, the gospel, and the science which are necessary to the salvation of the world from error, sin, disease, and death? Answer at once, and practically, and answer aright. Let us now join together in silent prayer, and then let's pray audibly together the Lord's Prayer, as recorded in the Gospel of Matthew. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.